And welcome back to School Spirit on Armor of God Catholic Radio. This is Tom McNew. And Father Harry Dean is back with me again as we continue our in-depth look at our individual Catholic schools here in our listening area throughout Central Texas. And today we're going to focus on the Celtics, Holy Trinity High School out in Temple. And got a couple of very, very special guests, Miss Misty Poe, Superintendent of Schools here for the Diocese, and Mr. Robert LeGros, who is the interim principal over at Holy Trinity High School. So welcome to you both.
Thank you. We're excited to join you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Mr. LeGros, appreciate you taking some time and dialing in here to us today. And Father, thanks again for carving some time out of your calendar.
Well, it's always great to get to be with you, and super excited to get to be with Mrs. Poe and Mr. LeGros. And just, you know, I was thinking about you two in preparation for the show today and the particulars of where you find yourself, Mr. LeGros, as an interim principal, and Mrs. Poe as the superintendent of all our Catholic schools. And the thought that came to mind was moving from grace to grace. This is a time of transition at Holy Trinity, and that can bring about a lot of different things. But the one phrase that I would want to put in front of that reality is moving from grace to grace.
That's a beautiful
beautifully said.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on that note, Mr. LeGros, why don't you take just a couple minutes and kind of introduce yourself to the 2.2 million people in our listening audience?
Well, it'd be a pleasure. Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. I just have to chime in on Father Harry's comment of a spirit of grace to grace, and this is definitely a graceful moment for me. I'm just coming out of a semi-retirement after the last 5 months, and when Ms. Poe called me with this opportunity, it was a grace-filled moment for sure, because I have been working in Catholic education for the last 30 years, and in this past June, I made the decision to move into a semi-retirement stage of life after serving at the Cathedral School of St. Mary in Austin for the last 16 years. A few people have called me over the last couple of months asking if I'd be willing or interested in going to one of their Catholic schools, and I really haven't been moved by the Spirit to do that, but whenever I was called with Holy Trinity's opportunity, I just felt a lot of grace in that moment and made that decision. But to go back to a little bit about myself, I've been working in Catholic schools for the last 30 years as principal for the last 10 years at the Cathedral School of St. Mary, and then previously in a couple of high schools, one in San Antonio, Holy Cross High School there, and also Holy Cross High School in New Orleans. And my first year of teaching was in Austin at St. Louis as a middle school teacher. So that's a little bit about my background. Originally, I'm from Louisiana, but have been living in Texas for the past 22 years.
And he makes a mean Cajun jambalaya.
All right.
All right. We'll have to keep that in mind.
Recipe to follow at the end of the show. You have to listen to the whole show.
Mr. LeGros, so this is a very important time for Holy Trinity High School. As we talk about this transition, and I'll just open the door here for you and Mrs. Poe to just talk about, because the word on the street now is that it is a, and I'm using air quotes, diocesan school. And so what does that actually mean from the perspective? Maybe Mrs. Poe, you should start with this. And what's that mean from the diocesan perspective? And then, Mr. LeGros, we can talk a little bit more about what that means from the school's perspective.
Sure. So from the diocesan perspective, we had a fantastic conversation with an amazing board that has really been committed and dedicated to Catholic education in Temple, Texas. It's the only high school in Temple, Texas, Catholic high school. And for the past 27 years, they have been committed to allow and make the opportunity for every child who wants a Catholic education to continue from their elementary or to re-enter at another later in their years. They are to a point where they're ready to pass the baton to the diocese and for us to continue the work they've done. But by coming to the diocese, we're able to provide a little more resources than they had as an independent board. So we're changing the governance structure of the school. So this was an independent school. Now it's going to become diocesan. So they will have all the resources that the diocese has to offer, from fiscal management to curriculum support, admissions, advancement, faith formation. And we'll be able to provide a more purposeful and meaningful journey for them as we continue what they've done and continue to grow Catholic education to more than what it is right now to better serve the community.
before I go to Mr. Mm-hmm. LeGros, how many other Catholic schools in the diocese are fall into this category of diocesan schools?
We have three other diocesan schools.
Okay.
So San Juan Diego High School, Savio Catholic, St. Dominic Savio Catholic High School, and Holy Family Catholic School. Okay. So this will be our fourth diocesan school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mr. LeGros, you know, with your vast background in Catholic schools and now jumping both feet into the fire here, what does that mean? What does being a diocesan school mean for you as the leader of that particular school?
I would just follow up with Ms. Poe's comment about the support system. My experience in working in a parish school, my last school, was a fantastic experience. And one of the things when I reflect on my experience of Holy Trinity as a independent school, one of the really unique and special things about working in the Diocese of Austin is that we all work in really close collaboration and work well together. I've been working with the principals here in the past. In fact, I've talked to a couple of the former principals, Veronica Alonzo and Blake Evans, just getting their support and their experience of the school. And as I've worked with them and other principals here at Holy Trinity over the past 10 years, as a principal, I haven't seen a big difference between what is a diocesan school or a parish school because we work so well together. So I haven't seen a big difference on the day-to-day operations. You know, structure-wise, I can see that, you know, the leadership is different and the structure of the school and the board and the governance is different. But the day-to-day operations, we all work together. We're all working, you know, as a mission, as a ministry of the church, reaching children and their families and their Catholic faith. But I think a big advantage to becoming a diocesan school is just that continued extra support from the diocese. Mm-hmm. My last 10 years as a principal at a parish school, I have always felt very supported by the Catholic Schools office. And I think the closer you are to that office and the connections with the diocese, the more support you have and just more resources. So I think it's definitely a good thing for the school and the community.
Robert, I appreciate hearing that because among our parish schools, our independent schools, and our diocesan schools, we love all of our schools and we support them as much as we can. Just with the diocesan governance structure, we can have a little more oversight and provide a more guidance directly to that school.
Mm-hmm. And when you say guidance, can you give me a specific example of an area?
It could be everything from budget. So we'll be working closely with them working on their budget to ensure financial viability moving forward in the future. It could be a school model. As we really look at the areas that our Catholic schools are serving, mm-hmm. is that Catholic school truly serving the needs of the community at that time? Mm-hmm. And that's shown in a couple of our schools. They have transitioned to classical schools because the community really wants a classical school. And those schools are thriving that are transferring to that type of model. So we're here to provide that insight. But aside from the insight, not just planning the idea, but really giving them the hands of my office to help support and make that come true. Mm-hmm.
Well, many of our listeners know that I've got an Army background. And so I'm thinking in my head of the hierarchical structure where the staff at a brigade level is focused on providing resources to the battalions below them and the companies below them. They are not interested in telling individual company commanders and battalion commanders, you need to walk in this direction and make a left at that corner and then hang this sign here. And I'm getting the impression that that's kind of where we're at in terms of when you keep, because you both keep talking about to provide resources. You're not necessarily going to reach down and tell the history teacher, you know, you need to teach this lesson, then this lesson.
No, I want to, and I'm a firm believer, we have some amazing principals. We want to respect their talents, their gifts, and how to manage a school. So that day-to-day operations will be left up to the principal.
Yeah.
And then the board would be an advisory board. So there's an advisory board that would advise that principal and myself in the operations of the school, in items that come up. Now, that doesn't mean if something goes awry, that principal's direct supervisor will be myself in a diocesan school. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we want to hire gifted, talented, spiritual-filled principals that can really lead the school. and knows the community that they're leading to make it unique to them.
So what I'm hearing is that, and you've said a couple of things, Mrs. Poe, that lead me to say this. Yes, it's resource that's from the diocesan level to this school, but very attentive to who the school is at on the ground level and who's there, who's the principal, who are the teachers, who are the students. And Mr. LeGros, you know, from your past background, but also I'm sure by now you've done your going through and getting to know yous and starting to pick up on chemistry and spirit of all those parties involved. Both of you, tell our listeners who may not know and who may even be considering sending their children there, who is there? Who are the teachers? Who are the students? What is that community that's right now living and breathing as Holy Trinity Catholic High School?
Okay, yeah, I was extremely impressed from day one, the day I set foot on campus. It had been my first time to be on campus at Holy Trinity, though I'd worked with the school leadership over the past 10 years, being in another school. I had never actually visited the school in person. And arriving here on January 6th was a pleasant surprise, not surprise, but just a pleasant experience. From day one, the students were extremely polite. They displayed exactly what my experience has been from Catholic school children. And our first week that I was here, I'd held a meet and greet with their parents, and the same experience held true of meeting good, hardworking families who are committed to their faith, who make great sacrifices for their children, you know, to attend a Catholic school, and very invested in their children, very active with the school. So it was just a pleasure to see that the night we held our first meet and greet with the parents, the first week I was here, the cafeteria was full. It was amazing to see how many parents showed up. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about Catholic education and being a principal and a past teacher is the amount of participation and interaction that parents have with their teachers and school. It makes the ministry a pleasure to work with. The staff here has been wonderful. They've welcomed me. And it didn't take long before I felt definitely at home. I think what's very unique about Holy Trinity is the size of the school. I love small Catholic schools. I think that's a characteristic that we have that not many people can offer, is a small environment where children feel safe, they feel loved, they feel cared for. It's definitely an extension from what they hear on Sundays as a faith community, striving to, you know, to be all that God created us to be and to live out the gospel message. And it's definitely felt here at Holy Trinity.
So how many kids do we have on campus right now?
Right now we have 51 students. We have 20 ninth graders, 10 tenth graders, 13 11th graders, and 8 seniors. And my goal here over the next few months is to increase that number quite a bit. We're shooting to double that size in the next year or two to 100. And I think that would be a really nice community to have here.
So there's a little plug for everybody listening out there. If you've got a seventh or eighth grader and looking for a high school, I encourage you to check out Holy Trinity High School there in Temple. It's a beautiful campus. I think one of the things I love about it is its physical location. Once you get on the campus, you literally feel like you've crossed a threshold. You know, there's a spiritual line of demarcation, I guess.
That is a good way of describing it, yes.
Absolutely. I felt it when I drove in.
They have 31 beautiful acres there. Yeah. And there's a baseball field, softball field, football practice field, gymnasium. And so not only small school, but the children all are allowed to participate and all the sports and all the extracurricular activities, because it is such a small community that we can really allow the children to explore their gifts and talents and to continue to grow those. And it's also a very diverse population.
Yeah, I was going to ask now, do you know, Mr. Groh, or maybe Ms. Poe, how many kids you have from how many different parishes throughout the area?
If I'm not mistaken, there's 6 parishes that have children that have indicated they're registered in one of the local parishes.
Yeah, they're quite spread out, too. Yeah. You know, with the transportation that the school has, which is an amazing perk for families, our transportation system is picking students all the way out from Coppers Cove, Harker Heights, all the Killeen area. So the students are not neighborhood students, which is very unique.
Yeah, it speaks to that diversity that, mm-hmm. that you were talking about. So you kind of hit on some of the extracurricular things, and a lot of our listeners will remember a couple years ago we were Armor God was fortunate enough to be involved in broadcasting a couple of the football games. That was a lot of fun. You talked about the extracurricular activities. I know growing up in a small West Texas town, and people said, oh, there's a ton of extracurricular activities. And there were, to a degree. We didn't have a band, but there were still a lot of opportunities. So can you talk a little bit about the variety of things that are extracurricular-wise available to the students?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, as Ms. Poe was mentioning, the opportunity to play sports, I think, is a very unique and just a gem here at the school. So the students are able to play football, soccer, basketball, volleyball, track, cross country, softball. They have cheerleading. So there's that opportunity for the athletic aspect of a student. There's many clubs here at the school. Their forensic club is very unique and special and extremely successful. It's their debate, our debate and speech and academic program. And it's definitely one to brag on. Over the last 13 years, the school has had 13 state championships.
Wow.
From this particular group. Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's extremely impressive. And they don't stop there, you know, with the academics, which is extremely important. You know, we also have AP classes in English and in literature, in art, history, government, biology, chemistry, art, AP classes. And also we have a very unique relationship with Temple College that offers dual credit for our students in math right now. Extremely strong.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what do you mean by dual credit?
So we have students who will go to or are going right now to Temple College taking courses, and when they get dual credit means they're getting credit at Temple College on the university level, and they're also getting the credit for the course on their high school transcript. So the credit is given to both high school level and the university level. So when they leave here and they go to a university, they're going to carry that Temple College credit with them.
That's awesome. So you got kids that could wind up with their first year of college already under their belt before they graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Just the financial burden that relieves, you know, to me, I mean, that's the first thing that jumped into my head was the fact that that's one entire year of college that I don't have to worry, that mom and dad, grandma and grandpa don't have to worry about paying for. That's an incredible benefit that really should
financially and academically, but financially also, it's a huge relief.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is excellence of the students, high achievement, proven track record of that. I'm a parent listening this afternoon or this day that we're broadcasting, and I hear Mr. LeGros, and I really like what I hear about him, but I keep hearing that word interim. And you've been in the principal work and vocation for a long time. You know what excellence is in that position. What is the excellence that we're looking for the next principal of Holy Trinity Catholic School? What can the parents look forward to when that decision gets
Great
made?
Great question.
Well, go ahead, Robert.
Go ahead, Misty. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
That's okay. Well, I'm just from the principal point of view, you can count on a very strong leader who's going to assure a very well-rounded, faith-based curriculum and success for the children. From what I've seen here already in just the past month, the students, they perform very well academically, and so that's almost a given, which most Catholic schools can say that. But the students here not only perform well academically, but their spiritual life is very nourished. One of the unique, I think, things that Holy Trinity should be very proud of is the center of their campus houses their chapel. So right when you walk onto campus, you walk through the doors, the first thing you see is a beautiful chapel where they gather every single day, 5 days a week, as a community to pray. And each day has a different schedule. So one day they're at Mass, one day they're doing adoration, the next day they're praying the rosary together, and then they're doing student-led spiritual prayer services. So to get back to the question, I guess, you know, the next leader is going to continue having that well-rounded education where a student is coming and not only being nourished academically, but spiritually through their Catholic faith and physically, you know, with sports and clubs, to having that well-rounded experience so that they're prepared for the university and to prepare and prepared as good ethical leaders, you know, in society. So, and the principal who's also going to support the faculty and staff and uphold all the high standards that the Catholic schools have in Austin. So that person, I think, is going to also have a vision for growing the school to a number that I was saying earlier, around 100, which is still a very small school, but a strong community.
And if anyone out there is interested in the principal position, please go to the Catholic Schools website or the Diocese of Austin website under school postings, and please apply. We are accepting applications now. Yeah.
Now, do we happen to have on that same website a place where, if I'm a parent, I can go and say, hey, this is the kind of principal I want to see come? Or did you get much of that, Mr. LeGros, when you did your meet and greet? You know, where a lot of input from parents already?
We will be getting input from parents. So we haven't yet, as we just posted the job right before the holidays.
Okay.
So our survey will be going out to the school community to find out what are they looking for in their next principal, which will be shared with the principal search committee. So we can take that into account. Again, meeting the needs of the community is so important. And we want to have the right person in that place.
I think that's another one of those critical differences that a Catholic school brings to the table, that I guarantee no parent of a public school was asked what kind of principal or teacher they want at their public school. Having just had a big transition in Copper's Cove with the superintendent there, I guarantee no one in my neighborhood was asked what they're looking for in a superintendent's school.
Well, it just demonstrates a partnership that really resides between the family and the school.
Bingo.
And the church.
Yeah. And so I would be remiss if in all of our mentioning of the endeavors that are going on and all the great things that Holy Trinity High School brings to the community and provides for our students and parents, if we didn't talk about the spiritual activities that make a Catholic high school a Catholic high school. Can you, and again, I know you've only been in the seat there for about a month, so can you talk a little bit about what makes this high school a Catholic high school?
Absolutely, Tom, and I really appreciate that question and that opportunity to talk about the Catholic identity of Holy Trinity. When I noticed it right off when I walked into campus, just first of all, from the visual and the physical signs in the building. When I first walked into the door a month ago, the first thing that struck me was, as I was saying earlier, the chapel is the primary focus right when you walk in. The Blessed Sacrament is one of the first things you see. When you go to your right and your left on the hallways, in fact, this is, I think, maybe even the first time I've seen this in a school, is the Stations of the Cross that were donated by a parish, I believe, here are beautifully displayed along the hallways. I haven't been here yet for Lent, which is, you know, will be coming up, but they told me that they do the Stations of the Cross on Fridays in the hallway.
That's awesome.
Which is extremely, I think, unique, or definitely to a Catholic school that you're not going to see anywhere else outside of a Catholic school. And out of the four Catholic schools that I've been in, we have done the Way of the Cross, you know, of course, every Friday during Lent, but never in the hallway. So I think that's something really unique and special. So, I mean, that's just the beginning. That was just walking through the doors. Yeah. But visiting the classrooms here and listening to the religion classes, when they're teaching theology, are just really sound and solid. And the experience I've had just in 1 month of the opportunity to see the students and the faculty putting their faith into practice. It's not only in the classrooms or in the chapel, but our Catholic Schools Week this a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. the students are going out and serving, and there was 4 or 5 different ministries that we went out to serve the poor, to serve the elderly, to reaching out to the community, and being really the hands and feet of Christ inside of the, or outside into the community, visiting parishes and younger children in other schools. So the thing about Holy Trinity, where families will know their faith is being put into practice and instilled in their children, is that it goes beyond the classroom and the textbook,
yeah.
That we pray and we put our faith into action with our feet here also.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sight. If you ever have the opportunity, come to Holy Trinity for a yeah. Mass day to see the students take leadership of their faith. I'm just blown away by how they're using their gifts and talents, and the music itself. They have some amazing students that are gifted in song. It is beautiful.
And Mass is held on Wednesday. Is that correct?
That is. Every Wednesday at 9:50.
There you go. We got about a minute left here, so I want to give you both kind of an opportunity to closing comments or thoughts, Mrs. Pope.
We're excited about Holy Trinity Catholic School and the ability that the diocese will be able to continue the great work that the board has started and continuing offering Catholic education to the Temple area. And if you're interested in being that inspirational leader for our students, informing them wisdom and holiness, please check out the website for the principal posting at the Diocese of Austin.
Mr. LeGros, any final thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. You know, one of the things I think of every single Sunday when I go to Mass is when I look around and I see children and I know they're not in a Catholic school, my heart goes out to them and I say they should be in a Catholic school. And as I've been attending Masses here around the Temple area, I see dozens of children sitting in Mass on Sundays and not having the opportunity to nurse that faith throughout the week in their academic and their educational experience. And I'd like to see every single Catholic student who attends Mass on Sunday in the Catholic school, and if they're high school age, I really hope they consider coming to Holy Trinity, because we have a seat for them.
Amen.
Robert,
Amen.
How can they get, what would be the next step if they are interested in coming to Holy Trinity? And
so they can visit the website and go through the admissions process there. But I think the most personal way to do it is come visit us on campus. Yeah. Come over to Holy Trinity right here on West Adams Street, and or give us a call, and we will meet you at the front door, give you a tour of the campus, and have open arms and open door to show you the place. Come and visit us or give us a call, and
that's awesome.
We'll make sure it happens.
Ms. Poe, thank you very much.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. LeGros, thank you for your time. Father Harry, as a pleasure as always. Folks, make sure you tune in next week for another edition of School Spirit. We're going to continue our focus of the individual schools with our good friends out in Taylor at St. Mary's at the other high school in our listening area, with Principal Heidi Altman and, of course, the one and only Father John Kim. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And remember to put on the armor of God.